not exactly in the order in which they are found, but you know, as I say, all the makaros relate to one another. It's all about the same topic of mizonos, the feel of the mizonos that the husband has towards his wife and some of the details. So that's we should really go back again to the Shulchan Aruch. But we left off yesterday, we'll chagga that briefly. Now that we've already seen most of it, we'll go quick, and then we'll be able to go right to the sources in the Rishonim and to further analysis. So here, Abosai, our Simon, if you remember, was Simon Sa'atess. And here in Simon Dalid, we saw the Gemara. But then it says, husband can tell his wife, listen, lady, I owe you X dollars for mizonos. We'll see later the details, how much he actually ought to pay us in Simon Ayin primarily. X dollars, let's say, or $100. You, by making the wool, you make also $100. So why should I have you $100? You give me $100. Keep the $100 that you make, pay for your food, and we'll call it quits. She says, but if I don't make $100, I'm going to starve. No, whatever you don't make, I'll make up for you. If you make 80, I'll give you 20. Sounds reasonable, right? Says he can do it. Who said so? We saw for Ran Perik Hadar, and we mentioned the Hadar, there's no Hadar, Hadar is a Perik in Erevin. It's a Ran Perik Hamadin, which we saw yesterday. That is the, am I correct? We saw that right yesterday? I just want to make sure we were all on the same page. That's what we saw. Fine. Now, there are a number of runs. Not all the runs did we see. We saw some of the runs. Let's take a look at the runs. Some of that's what they're on today's Marmakoma sheet. I know there are a lot of runs here. One, two, three at least that I see immediately. So we'll try to see them. I'm a big run fan, as you know. So we'll try to see them one after the other. Let's just turn to the run, the first one, which is the Lamed Aleph Medbeis. I'm going backwards order. Lamed Aleph Medbeis, which is Tzadi Aleph in the Nuo Gemaras. No. So this is what we saw yesterday. Let's see again. And if because of Mizoni is Iker, she can say in Zonos Feniosa. So he cannot say the other way around, Timazam Mosaiah. Nonetheless, Yokolomala came with the Sofka. In other words, the Gemara is placed straight out. He can say Timaz Damosaiah, the Gemara in the Hamad here. The Gemara doesn't make it dependent upon the Machlokas of Huna versus Rish Lakish earlier. Right? But I'm body bishmite, not even the ilkus armina. The man is making logic sense. We know Rav Huna. The more passing claw like Rav Huna. The fairish. Kubzai. Why should we assume, as the Gemara of Ayin, which is a low kalocha? Makes no sense. It's probably kalocha. I want the Rav Huna, the Iker is the Mizonos. The answer is no, you're right, he's Mizonos. I won't shortchange you 1 cent. I'll give you the money. I won't give it to you. You'll make the money yourself. If you make enough money to support yourself, I told him I know him. What you won't make, I guarantee to pay you. What can you bid? Yo, the law, the Arminam, the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Ravuna, the Chule, Kash, the Mastis, the Konish, and the Osel, the Picha. Amma, the Mastis, the Pirk, and Asle, Shapir. The kits and nimbits, they bring intricate rights from the text itself, as it is in fact such. Does everyone agree to this? So here's where it gets sticky, and we go back to the Beis Shmuel that we saw at the end. We're not going to review the first three. We're not going back to right now. Just the last one. Just this one. Everything else, they're both said, I'm not going to review. For those who weren't here yesterday, we discussed Aleph and Gimel. Beis is very short. Based on, but this is the we have to review again. Haynu bal korcha, kemoshi omer zeh nizonis. A woman can say to a husband against his will, "Listen, hubby, it's true. I'm supposed to give you my earnings, but you know what? I'm not going to give it to you, and you don't have to support me. That's a mefurish gemara of Hunas that you can do that. Against his will. So too, he can say against her will, listen, he can't shortchange her, because the takana was of her benefit. He'll pay her the difference if she cannot make her own enough to make a living. He'll pay the difference. Oh, if he's there, she calls him a simon ayin siftes. Baal shema kli ma'as abzon sag v'shoska v'chule. Mash v'di yichol olimchos. She can protest and say no deal. Actually, his maspikla. She can't make enough money. Of course she can protest. She's not going to have enough money. She won't have to live. She can't go to chokka v'chokka v'shok. Avalo mash mekayim me'a Rambam. Here's where it starts. Perik yubayis. What does it say over there? The lashon of the Rambam is, and this Rambam is on the Maariv Makomos. We'll see. We'll read the Rambam in a minute. We'll show it on the board. Here's the key line: is Vidayikum. She'ilu lo rotisa. If she didn't want this deal, she had two choices. Hoyalo latovo. She should have demanded that he give her the enough money for her support. Oh, in the alternative, or lo malo ein masa yadai maspikli. What does that mean? That in the first mashma d'reisha, her lo tovo, hayno afilu maspikla. It's a beautiful inference. It's chazer again. These are words of the Rambam. We'll see soon. These are its words. Let's chazer again. We're gonna go through about 10 words. Ilu lo rotzisa, 3 words. Her lo tovo, that's 3 more words, up to 6. Olomar. More than 10. Olomar ain masa yodai maspikli. It's 12. Okay. Let's chazer again. The first three say if she didn't want, means she's insistent on her rights that he should give her money for her support. She had two choices. One, her lilatova, demand that he give her the money for her support directly. Oh, lomar ain masa yodai maspikli. Or to say that what I make is not enough. Imply that the first three words, even if what she makes is enough, she can still claim, I want you to give me money or give me food. Not that I should have to make the money and find the food for myself. This is a deal. Okay? Again, mash rashkotzo yalotov, hain afilim mash piglo, elusvirle. Habal ena yochalom about Torah Timas and Amos on the side. Period. Against Iran, against the Ramah. This is the Chenisa of Rashi. It's like the Rambam. Chen Kosev Amor, Chayav Agav Sosh, is Pei Lan Exesel, that's Pei Bashem Rashi. Well, here's Rashi again, Rashi. Umistama kishahu bekan, when he is here, as opposed to when those Gemaras we went away, we'll get to it. Gam kein. So though the Beishmul sounds so by going to Ran as if the Ran is the end of the world, because that's the Rambo said so, all of a sudden he's piling up a whole pile of Gedoli Olam who are against the Ran. So this is the Beishmul's Matiyah, according to many problems. Let's see the Rambam inside, because they quote the Rambam, but it's always good to see the Rambam in its original, because you want to see the whole statement. Very good base. Here it is. Habal she'omal yishto b'shoa she'olach. He left. He's leaving now. Keep it in mind. He's leaving. Kli ma'as ta'al zon osayach. Take your ma'as yidayim. En lemazonos. Once he said it, she's quiet. So it's a deal. She'ilu lo rotas lemadavazet, which she apparently had the option to veto it. What she, v'lo samcha data, and she could have vetoed it on one of two grounds. Hoyalo letovo. She says, right away, don't you leave. You're going on the trip? Oh, no. Take you to bed right now before you leave. I want the money here in escrow. Oh, what to say? It's irrelevant whether you're going to put it in escrow or not. Ein masi yodem haspikinli. I don't make enough money. What are you talking about? The money that I make is not enough to support myself. So therefore, you can't leave without supporting. It's Klar and Rambam. That if he wants to say, at least the way the Beit Shmuel and the Sudha Rambam, if he wants to say, listen, I'm going to take care of you, and she refuses to allow it to happen, she wins, even though in the Reisha, presumably, presumably she has, makes enough money. Because the second is Ola Mala. That's his key. So Ola, here it doesn't enough for me. So here, even if she would not say that, she, it's enough for me, I still want, I don't want this deal, even if it is enough for me. That's the Diga de Beis Shmuel in the Rambam Perek Beis and Hilchos Ishus Halacha Chof. Okay? Now, Rabosai is also a Bir Hagro. The Bir Hagro is also a force to be contend, to contend with. Let's go back to Shulchan Aruch. Links. Hagro. Okay. The Gro over here. Take a look at the Gro Rabosai. It's important Gro. Aval Abal. Reish Perek Hamadir. Okay. Abu Yuchal. Now what I did today is I got a little bit smart and I went down to the Bavitz Medish, a thing called Birchas Elio. What this is? It's a super commentary on the Bir Hagro. It was written by Rabbi Rockover. A great Talmud Chacham, was a Dayan for many years. This is written over 40 years ago. It's the second volume, which apparently is the last volume on Eben Ezer. He did the first one and the third one before we got to the second one. But okay, doesn't matter. We have all three of them now, Baruch Hashem. And actually, the beginning of Tav Shalom, it's copyright 1972. So it's quite a while ago. And he has a beautiful explanation. Later on, the same author branched out to Orach Chaim also. But that's, his initial work in the many, many years ago was on Eben Ezer, which is very, very important. So I'm going to read you what Hagoyen Rabbi Rockover says, shot, what the Vilna Gaon is saying over here. You have the Gaon right in front of you on the screen. Sadi Samach Tes, Kotten Zayin. You know the Gaon style. Reish Perek Hamad. What is Reish Perek Hamad there? What's Reish Perek Hamad there? What is it? So I think the best thing for us to do is to read the Gemara. That's your first line of the Rambam comes. So a good segue into line one. We only went a little out of order. We really haven't started yet, but that's the truth. Line one. But now officially started. Okay, very good. The Mishnah of Ayin Amad Aleph Perek Hamadir. This keeps emphasizing. Hamadir es ishto milehonoslo. I want to tell you one thing. I don't want to spend too much time on Nedarim as such, because they don't really exist much nowadays. But the reality is to understand the sugyas and the basis of the sugyas that they apply to all normal people, you have to learn the sugyas of Nedarim, because that's where many of the testing grounds are for the nature of the various obligations from husband to wife and vice versa. So we're going to come up a few times there. We're not learning Nedarim now. We just have no alternative to not understand the sugyas well. So Hamadir is Ishtim Ilasso, says Rashi right away. Ein hanoas tashmisho neser oleho do ha-meshubad lo. A person who's obligated to someone else cannot take a neder to prohibit someone from having hanoah from him because the other person has a shibud. So the woman has a shibud and for tashmish, so that is not going to be chal. He'll go b'shul tashmish ein lo melekofo lehotzi l'itnek suva. Why? Then there's bakla mevut. V'hanoas mezonos the Gemara Parach, but Meshuvah law, same thing should apply. The same as Meshuvah to Fatashvish, Onos Allah Yigra. If Meshuvah to Mezonos, Sheva Allah Yigra, what the Rice, I wanted the whole discussion yesterday, before Yantav. That's what it says. So what do you do? Ad Lamed Yom, Yamid Parnas. Rashi Shliach Shefanasena. Okay. That's all. We're just going to see the first law in the Mishnah. That's all. I don't want to spend more time the rest of the Mishnah. That's how much they'll get for us right now. Says the Gemara, the Kevah de Meshuvah lo hechi motzi madir lo kol kemine de mafkel lo l'shibuda. Says Rashi, Kevah de Meshuvah lo de Mezonos. So what? I can't give her the Mezonos directly because she can't have enough. I have to go to a Parnas. Now the intricacies of Parnas are in the Gemara at the end of it, basically. We're not going to talk about now. We will get to it primarily without learning the Torah. It's relevant. I'm kidding you not. Those who were in the Shia last year, it's relevant. Believe it or not, Hilchos Shabbos. The Yesodos of Amir Lanachri are derived from the end of the next of Amud Beis, which I'm not going to get to that this time around. Not on the Makoros. I stopped before that because we're learning Ksumas right now. But I can't resist. Like, we have to, we'll have to see that sugi when we get to it, because many of the yisodas of shlichus and nachrit are derived from this gemara. How you phrase things, and we all hinting to goyim. Well, I hint this way. No, what words you say make a big difference, as we'll see. Again, hilchos nedarim, and then sugi. But just letting you know, we're not going to go into that thing now during this particular month. We'll get to it, mitzvah Hashem, at some future day. Okay. So after gemara says, it doesn't work. And now they bring a Mishnah. Now this Mishnah, Rav Osai, is back on Daf Nuntes. And we see as follows. Konam she'eini osa l'picha. The woman makes an edit. Here the man makes an edit. Here the woman makes an edit. Eino tzorach l'afer. A man can knock out his woman's, his wife's, the door to afar. It doesn't bother. Never took effect. Why didn't it take effect? Alma. Came into the Mishabdolei. And she's meshugrit to him. Lav kol kimino the mafalo shibudei. She's not able to take a neder, which is a valid neder, to knock out his shibud that he has on her. Hachanami came the meshugrit la, and he's meshugrit to her. Lav kol kimine the mafalo shibuda. Everyone with me so far? This is a poshut pshat in the sugi. Poshut pshat in the sugi. It's the Gemara, Ella, the last one of Ayin Amanala, just going through Posh and Pshat, trying to figure out what we're saying over here, either Ella or Amri, different texts on the side. Mitov sheyocha lo marlo, since he can say to her, si mas yadak v'zonosayich. And if you would say that, that he's no longer meshubed to support her, then his neder would, of course, take effect. Says the Gemara of Ayin Amud Beis, Nase Ka'omala. Even though it wasn't said, it's as if he said when he took the neder, Si Mas Yadayach Mizonosayach. Rashi, Afal Gav LaOmer, Harayu Ka'omer. The Vade the Adati the Hoch Adata the Hochi Adra. He knows. Otherwise, the neder was from Betel. So he must have meant to say that. Okay, he must have meant to say that. Fine. Now the gross skips, just I'm gonna come back to the intervening lines. Let's go straight. The im is on the harder of Huna Marat. Amara Huna Marabi Holy Shitama the Bailo and he's on his fanny also. Yeah. Kona Mashani Osa Lapicho Amay and a Tsarak Lawfare. Maybe we talk shechol or lo may in his own svenioso. Nasa kibisha mersa in his own svenioso. And therefore, in that kind of a situation, Rabosai, why doesn't he have to do afara if a nether is interpreted together with what has to be a prerequisite for the nether to be chal? It's as if it was said. Say the same thing over there. That's an expression they say in America. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Well, this is exactly what's happening over here. The various genders, it's good for the husband, it's good for the wife, and vice versa. That's the Gemara's kash. Ella lo tema nasa. Ella ba omer lo simas yadayim zonosayim. We don't have this nasa expression. So even though the netter is meaningless, it remains meaningless. You have to say it. So if you said explicitly, simas yadayim zonosayim, oh, that works. So the Ron asked, how come we don't pass in that way? So we do pass in that way. We said, if there's enough money. Frank to Gemara, he offered Parnas Lamala. Who needs a Parnas? She makes enough money on her own. With the low Safka, Rashi. With low Safka, Mizonos, Tomasio, they are close to the Mishnah Safalpi. Sam of Dalit on the base, right? It's not enough what she makes. Is not enough? Frek the Gemara, even lo sofka hada kushan le duchte. The kasha goes back to the beginning. And then if he cannot say tzimas yadach was on the side. If it's lo sofka, so if he can't say it, so once again, the neder should be meaningless. So comes a technical answer, which we'll get to as we go. We're not going to details right now. Om Ravashi, the maspekas the dvorim gedolim, the ena maspekas the dvorim kitan. Strange. She has enough for the basics. But the little extra pitchifkas, little extra little treats, she doesn't have enough money for. Gemara says, Hani dvaron tana meki dami. Ida regila buhu, ho regila buhu, zok rashi. These little details that she's that's the regila, so he has to give it to her. Again, the shiva, so if it's meshuva to her, so then the question becomes, so what kind of letter is it? The lo regila buhu, once again, parnas lamala, manasha. Ask the Gemara lo tzricha. The regila bebei nasha, in her father's house, she was used to these treats. Her father spoiled her rotten. V'kol megalgala bahadei. And she's megalgala with her husband, under new management. She moved from her father's house to her husband's house. Her father spoiled her husband doesn't spoil her. The Amrale, she says to him, Ad ha'ina delo ad diraton. Till now, you didn't take any debtor against me. Galgilna bahadach. I was willing to give up on my, you want to fill in the blanks? What should we say? Strawberry shortcake every day for dessert? Is that a good example of what might be considered something which is not quite a necessity? Okay, my father gave me strawberry shortcake every day made for dessert, three times a day. And you, honey, you give me a chocolate chip cookie? Yeah. But till now, we're in good terms. I'm going to survive in a chocolate chip cookie instead of a seven layer or a strawberry shortcake or something. You figure out what kind of drunk kind of she was spoiled rotten by her father. But Hasha de Adratan, now he took a netter against me. You're not treating like, well, Lo Metzina de Galgal Bahadach. I'm not interested anymore. A Torah, we're not going through it right now, discuss this from the perspective of the Gemara of Olo Imo Ve'en the Yoredes Imo, which is an important Gemara of Memches. Which indicates at first glance that she's entitled to whatever her father gave to her. If that's the case, again, he can't take any nether against strawberry shortcake because her father gave her strawberry shortcake. He's meshuba to her. So Tosis takes care of the problem. Tosis the rush. It's on the Maram Akamis. We're not going to go into that at this very moment. Fine. Let's finish up the sugya. Okay. Umaish no adlamid yom. Adlamid yom lo shami beinchi lo zila be milsa. It's a private matter. The fact that this netter took place is an embarrassment. But no one heard about it yet. Tfei, more than 30 days. Shami beinchi be zila be milsa. She's not going to suffer embarrassment without demanding the full letter of what she got in the father's house from her husband. That's teret number one. Ti boy seima. The netter of the husband precedes his obligation to her, so therefore it's effective. Frank the Gemara, Arusa miisla mizoni. What is yeah? Shegiyaz man velo niso. The Tanan, this is an important din, and it really goes back to that base, open it after those Olympics, know that base of an aleph. Shegiyaz man velo niso. Hochos mishalol. The Ochlos Bitruma Rashi. Shigia is very important Rashi. Shigia is Mavlonisum. The Middle Raisa Lo Meshubala. Get an impression from Rashi that once they were married, it is the Raisa, like the Rambam. Mm-hmm. Lefi at Rashi and Chumash, Rashi Mishpat. Mm-hmm. Rashi that base for Kirit. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll get to all these things later. What is Rashi's opinion as far as whether the Shmizonis is the Raisa the Rabban? Okay, weiter. Leficha chal haneder de isur de oraisahu. Ubidrabon and chayav lezona. Leficha yamit parnas. Interesting Rashi. That not all the rabbanim are the same as the raisas. So the neder is chal because with the raisa he's not meshubatur. And therefore the neder which he takes is valid. And now he's stuck because with the rabbanim he's required to feed her. So he has no alternative but what we call Mamit Parnas. Mamit Parnas.
There's a practical reason for Parnas also, because how does she sell her wares?
That was come to that. That was a very good question. We're going to come to that. That's a very good question. Very good question. Okay. So now I'm going to read you from the Sefer Birchas Eliyahu, where he quotes a Tosis to Gruach, Tosis, Baba Basra, which says as follows. Like this. Tosfos there says as follows. Ein abal yochol lomo lo hechad lo stavka simas yodayach mzon osayach. That's a Gemara. Enough ayin. Had the kushul l'duchta. Right? That's our Gemara. Like the Hagor. Hechad lo stavka ein o yochol lomo lo simas yodayach. The implication. Avalim yashlim mash ein o mas pikla. Yuchal lomo lo simas yodayach. That's what our Gemara seems to be saying. As the Ran said. The Gemara is calling the proofs that the Ran wrote. Fine. At Kan Rabosai. But we didn't. We gave us a good opportunity to go through the whole Gemara. We didn't do the two toasts are very important. We didn't do it yet. We'll come to them later. But we saw the Gemara. But we saw the Gemara. This is what we said until now. The first one. That's a Likut. Also from the Gemara. Ksubas Kuf Zayin Omanav. What in the world does that mean? Let's take a look a little bit. Again, with the help of the Birkas Saliyo, we'll see what the Heilig of Vilna Gaon is driving at. Take a look, open the Gemara, please. Daf Kuf Zayin Amanav. What does it say of it, Kuf Zayin Amanav? It says there, the last item of base, Mi Shaholach Lemedina Sayach. A man went to a faraway island. Who knows, a faraway country, across the sea. Okay? And now the wife says, give me my mezonos. But the husband's not there. Right? So what do you do? What do you do? So the Gemara in the Kuvan on the very top says, Rav says, Rav Amar, Poskin Mizonos Leishis Ish, Rashi, Bezden Yordan Lenichse Mishalach Adina Zayan, U Poskin Mizonos Leish, come on, man, you go to his bank account, take out the money, give to his wife for support, push it, he's married, he's not known as he's married, he went off to China, so you have to support his wife. Shmuel says no. So there's a whole discussion. The first 3 months, Shmuel says, even a rabbi should agree to him. Why? Ein oda meniach beso reka. Probably left it for 3 months, enough for his own. So then Bez won't get involved. Says the Gemara. B'sheshavu bo shem meis. Nebuch. Get with the China. And he died. Kula amalo pligi zog rashi. B'sheshavu bo shem meis. Kula amalo pligi the potskin. Why? The Lamai Nechash, what are you worried about? Elitz Rari, maybe he gave her cash in advance to pay for her mizonos. Hare Sofo Ligvos Tsubos. Now that he died, she had to come to bed and collect the ksuba. V'tishava Shelo Ikva Mishalem Klum. She had to take an oath that she is not holding on to any of his money. V'ilitz Shema Omalo Tzimas Yadaklam Zonosach. Vikibla Aleha. Okay? Kibla Aleha. Kibla Aleha. So why are you giving her food? She was Mekabal on herself, applying the chest of Mekabal. Right? That this deal. So Mishameis, Eina Mishu Beres on the Masio now. Once my husband died, all bets are off, because she's no longer obligated to give the Masya Dayim to anybody because the husband died. The Intoma, what do you mean? Harahim Shabetis the Yisomin. The Yisomin should get her earnings because they're supporting her. Fiat Haim Yom Rula Kane. What? See Masya Dak, Mason Sak, the Yisomin will say. It says it this. Afu Lohoya Yochalomala Elam Kane, he misratza. She has to agree. So the Yisomah no better than their father was. And here she's not agreeing. Get the pressure from Rashi says the Heilig of Vilna Gaon. Again, I read you the Birkas Aliyah because we'd like to see what he says. Right? Quotes this whole sugya in the Gemara. What do you see? That the Gemara itself can be interpreted and works even Baal Karcha. Why? Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Because if it's midata, even below safka, the woman would say, I'm an independent woman. I'm a modern woman. I'm not going to be dependent on my husband for my support. Lady, you only make about 80 bucks a week. You need 100 to live on. I don't care. I'm independent. I'm renouncing any rights. I want to live on what I earn. So he says over here, that works. even if doesn't have enough money, since she was masking to it. She's masking to it. Okay. So now you get an impression that if she makes $100 a week, the husband can say it even against her will. That's the Pashat in the Gemara in Subas Kuzai. Avo Rashi Shom says only works midato. And he quotes the Rashi. And the Mordechai says exactly something along the same order. Okay. Because the Mordechai goes like the Ran, and the Hagos Osh, which I asked you to see, let's go to line 2 of today's Maravikos. Okay, so again, the top toasts on line 1, we're not going into now, we will get to them. We're going to the line 2 of today's sources, which is Hagos Ashri, in Perek Gimel Siman Beis. For those who are not completely familiar, Hagos Ashri is Hagos on the Rush, with name Rabbeinu Asher. And Hagos Ashri is printed on the side, here in Perek Gimel Siman Beis. Okay? What does it say? He says, Tzima Asarab Zonosayach Rashoy. What does that mean? What does that mean? Pirish, the Ishto Tovas Mizonos, etc., etc. Says the Hagos Ashri. Ube de Safka. He's only able to do so, the husband, to say that if she has enough money to last her for the week. Avalo Safka lo, Avada. Vachimucha behedya prepared kama to get that be alf. Kabi Omer Shalom Lozun es Ishto, and a Rashoy. I mean, the Gemara, the Kabbalah say the Gabi Isha, Domal Tzimas Tzayach Lusayach, Amayin Erashoi, the Lo Sofka, Mashma Avali Sofka, I feel about Kocha Yochal Omala, the Mayim Ridata, I feel about the Lo Sofka Nami, that we just saw that a second ago. This is Shidas Agos Oshi, Hanishtu. But if we talk Pirish Rashi Yochal Mashma, no, I feel the Sofka and Abal Yochal Omala, Tzimas Tzayach Lusayach, Alam Ken Kibla, Ken Masha Perik Batsias Isha, Mordecha. Fine. So therefore, it's a Mesinzi Machlokas between the Pasha Pshat and all the Gemaras and the Holy Rashi. Rashi is going against the Pasha Pshat. Okay? Fine.
Rashi is protecting his daughters.
Very nice. Okay. So now the question becomes, how do we work with all of this? So we had, if you recall, I asked, is he in parentheses, a korban nesanel? Talks about it over here. Okay. Lo yadati mashmos, because he quotes a different Rashi. It is, the Rashi from the previous Rashi, where that's where the Vilna Gaon quoted from. Rashi must hold. Right? Okay, fine. For kosher, he says the korban nesanel. My saka daitach, she is somrim yomul akein. That's the most expression. I'll get to it later if you have a chance. As that's here is Rashi. Av gam shesofka elam kenimis ratza. Now we understand very well. It's against Rashi. We quote the Gemara against Rashi from Perikama de Gittin. If you base them, and Aleph will come to this a little later on to figure out what, if anything, can be done with that Gemara as well. Av gam, we see this machlok is shaping up. Okay, shaping up. Good. Now, Rabosai.
How do you go so far as the Rambam, though? I mean, everyone's saying bedata,
right.
The Rambam saying silence is data?
We don't know for sure. But what's interesting over here is as follows. Rashi, dafka bedata, Mordechai goes, as we saw already. Rambam, because the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch said, Abba Baal can't do it. And the Rambam in the Shulchan never said that if she has enough money, he can't do it. That's just sussful. I am Rama Perik Beis Alachof. We just saw that Rama Habal. That's the Diga of the Beis Shmuel, right? Remember that Hoyol Lotovo, which work even if she makes enough money, will it come on? Sif Tes, V'ayin Be'Shmuel Sham. Come on, Sif Tes, a little bit hard to understand. There is no Sif Tes in Simon Zamach Tes. The only total of how many Sifim? 7. So the answer is, he means L'kamon Simen Ayin Siftes. Oh. That's what he means. Okay, what does he mean about, what's this all about? Oh, he says that about his Tol Sofer. It means Simen Ayin Siftes. So let's take a look. We all have, oh, you don't all have Shulchan Aruch. Or you should have Shulchan Aruch. I said, what's going on here? No one has Shulchan Aruch. You have? Everyone's relying on Bar Ilan. I don't mind Bar Ilan, but it's better to have something in your hand. It's so much better. Okay, but since you don't have, you still have to give it to the Talmid. What can I do? Go look for Simonai. Where are we? What happened over here? Simonai. Siv test. Very, very, it's one line. Habal she'omal ishta b'shah shalach kli mas yedachem zonosat v'shaska. She is quiet. Ein la mezonos. Because shaska. Shaska, no, shaska, shaska, shaska. She's quiet, apparently she accepted it. Take a look over here, what this is, if I'm right. Okay, Shmuel, lamed v'shaska. Kvar kasafti v'simen samach tes v'shem rashi v'agos maimini. V'mordechai, then yachalom matzimas amesayach, afilu im safkalom, elam keng shimerutza. This is the Ramban all the way. Look at the Magid, the Rosh, the Tur, Balatrumas, Ramban, goes to a whole series, etc., etc. We can start being raised this way and that way and the other way. This is true. Okay, it goes to Rashi. The Reish Perk Amad, we just saw the Gemara Mavua. The Kshama Tzima Sedayach Yochola Hadira. The answer is, she has to agree. What's a Machlokas? He just says that's what he's referring to, the Beis Shmuel Sham. He means this. But now Rabbo said there's a Ran, which talks about some of these same things. Now I want to see the Ran inside, not going to be the whole thing. A little bit of the Ran, which is either page Samach Beis Omud Beis, the old print, or Kuf Pei Vov in the new print. Yeah, I'm not reading the whole thing. This is the third line of the Ramakops. I'm going some kind of an order here. The Ran is talking about something a little bit off the topic, but it certainly impinges upon us. He says, Vevi Odea, the fee, Mashikosavnu, Shalbez, and Poskim, Mazonos, Ashes Ish. Ein mechashvin al masa yodeha. We don't take it into account. We just give her the mezonos that she needs. What's the assumption? Yeah. We give her all the mezonos. She'll give us. Or the bezdin, or the power that the part that bezdin represents, the mezonos will come, the masna will come. And the other direction, that's the assumption, he quotes. A Rambam. It's a riff. Very, very nice. So I'm skipping this, going to the next page, Kuf Pei Zayin, in the old print, it's still Samach Beis and Beis. I'm just going to read you a brief excerpt. Afal pi shadas avos ha'olam kach, is the riff of the Rambam, divrei teimahim, shekevan shichayeves b'mas yadeh al-ba'al ol-yorshin, lama lo yachshu bezn alav, shiachshu lemezonos. Wait a minute. You're going to tax the husband or the Yorshim's bank account for her mezonos without first collecting the Masi Adai? Why? They brought a rifle in the Gemara, Yinami B'Katana B'Safka, doesn't prove anything. That means, Dilmak Sha'amala Safka, the Yachshav, Lo Safka, or Safka Mamosa Shena Chayevislo, Bez Nifskul Mezonos Mechashim Iker Masi Adai Potsin Es Hashar. Can there be Rashi? Because Rashi says, Shema Omar lo tzi ma'as yedachem zon osayach v'kib lo aleha. Either way, ha'ikur ma'as pik lo Lomali kibla. This is Rashi. This is Rashi Shitasa. Rashi Shitasa. Right? That the Rambam just quoted that you don't need, she you can say against her will if she makes enough money. Okay. We're not going into all the details right now. The kitza nimritz. This Ran is lishitasa that maintains that if it's safka, the husband can say against the wife's will, see mas yedagam zonosayich. And the fact that he's arguing with the avos olam, maybe they argue on this point as well. Now this could be pshat in the gra, because the gra over here, watch this. The gra says, is it what called the Ran? Yeah. But ayin Ran. Resh Perek Yud Gimel. Watch this now. Shedato Gamkein Kedas Rashi. Huh? What? That's not what we learned. We learned that the Ran holds that you can say it against the will, which is exactly what the Rambam Paskin. But Rashi said you cannot say it against the will. What is this all about? That's what our friend that says in the Birkas Eliyahu. What does he say about this? About this? Where am I? Samach Tes at the end of Zion. No, where am I? I don't have this over here. Footnote 4. Chosef Mechazanish. It's a Tov Sofer. I brought you the Chazanish right here. What should it say? Bidas Rashi. That the Ran holds Bidas Rashi, that she has to agree. And he wants to suggest the pshat that even the Ran holds pshat within Shitas Rashi, that which Rashi insists that she has to agree, it's either referring to a case where she doesn't have enough money, or in the future she won't have enough money, but if she has enough money going forward, the Ran would like to say that even Rashi would hold that you do not have to have her agreement. That's what the Chazanish said. The other people who, the Chidush Arim apparently, have what to say about this, and the Haflah and the Beis Yaakov, all talk about this issue, okay? So I can't read everything to you. I'm just trying to give you a couple of highlights. We saw the Rambam, we saw the Gro, we saw the Ran, I read you Chazanish. Okay, that's what I'm telling you, we're doing right now. But there are other people who have what to say. I'm going to give you a brief summation. I'll tell you where I'm coming from. I'm coming from, well, first of all, those who want to see the Chazanish, I'll just read you this line until you shouldn't think it's coming out of nowhere. It's in Siman Samaches, Sivkotin, Aleph and Beis. It takes up a column and a little bit of change. Uladino, he says, Nira Kedas Ramosim and Samaches of Dalit, Tolo Matsinu Shum Cholek Bazeh. Only Chazanish can say this. Rishmul quoted the he and he all argue. No, nobody argues. No one argues. The Gamma Gro Kosov, the Begamora Mashmakay. It's true, we read the Gro, right? Abel Rashi, all this stuff he forgot about the Chazan. He doesn't know Rashi, Mordechai, Gosashri, Pepsagonish, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch. Chazanish made away with all of it. Nah. Everybody uses the Ram. The Siyam Agro, Ayin Ran, Shaddad of Kedas Rashi. Tol Sofer, Bidas Rashi. That the Ran also holds Das Rashi. Right? The Kitzah and the Beis Shmuel is wrong. He thinks the entire Beis Shmuel is incorrect. Finished. The Chazanish of the opinion, for sure, the Ramo is right, the Ran is right, and everyone else who seemed to say Fakir never really meant it, never really said it. This is what the... And it often happens. He stakes out in a position, see, that is the position. If you want to get a more balanced view, here's your look. Otzer Apostle. I told you, it's a shame it doesn't last straight through, but when he's here with us, is the best source of all information. So here, in our Siman Samach Tes, the Otzer Apostle does a long discussion about this very question. Deos, it's called Sivkon Chavdal Osal. Deos HaPoskin. Is Ultra HaPoskin Bar Ilan by any chance? No, is it? Would it be? Why not? Don't go here. Go on. You want Bar Ilan here? No. Let me know. Just my curiosity. Because if it is, I can share some things inside. It's called Deos HaPoskin Im Gam Bal Korcho Yochol Loma Simaz Masayach Shemaasayim HaSpikila Oyashar HaShachosala. Okay? Rambo says yes. He quotes Iran, says that way, and Rajma says that way, and he quotes Kiskeri Az, says that way, quoted the Shulta Giborim, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, etc. So everyone seems to go that way. But the Gemara says no. The Gemara says no, Pshat, Rashi says no, and the Mordechai says no, and that goes, Rashi says no with the cheapest Rashi. There's all this imagined Rambam that we spoke about, Sosmu, to the Vilna Gaon says, as the Diga of the Beis Shmuel in the Rambam's Lashon Halacha Chof, as we saw, and this is the way we rush the Shita of the Pshat, is in Shita HaRambam, okay? And he quotes the Beis Shmuel, which we just saw at great length, okay? So the great Beis says, all these Gedolim are against what the Chazon Ish says is the unanimous view. So it's not unanimous. I can't prove that it's unanimous. Unanimous, it's not. That's clear. Okay.
And this is all based on that Nidorim that's pre-Nisur, not
post-Nisur. The key, let's be honest, the key source that says against the Ramah is that Rashi. If Rashi meant what we thought he meant, Rashi seems to say that you can't force the woman to accept this Tzim Mas Nemesam Chapsayah deal, even if what she makes is enough to support us. That's the Pashup Shat Rashi. That's the Pashup Shat. How are you going to say it differently? Well, the Ran says, Bidas Rashi is only referring to a case where she really doesn't have enough money. If she had enough money, then really then even Rashi would agree with the Ran, because even the Gros, the Gemara itself, is Mashma that way. And you know what? The Haflaw said so. I couldn't find that floor downstairs in Beis Medrash. I don't know where it is. It's officially supposed to be there, but I didn't see it there. And some of it is quoted over here in the Otzer HaPoskim. And the Rashi is referring to a case where either she presently does not have enough money to survive financially, or there's a fear that sometime in the future she will not have enough to support herself financially. Okay? That's what it says. That's what it says. Now, but otherwise, he can. And the Beis Yaakov, by the Nesivus, a very authoritative source, says, look, he says, the husband can say, you make the money, and if you don't make enough, I will supply the rest. So what's Rashi? No, says Rashi, the guy's going to China. He's going to China. I could run after him to China to get the rest of the money. That's Pshat and Rashi. The guy's going to China. I'm not going to find him again. He's going to Medina Sayyam. So you're going to say, yeah, lady, you make what you can make. I'll pay the rest. Where? China. Today you can wire money from China. You can have extradited from China. It's a different world today. In those days, once you went to China, you may hear from him again. That's Pshat. That's what the Beis Yaakov explains. So we'll come to the Kota Beis Yaakov, something fascinating. If he's right here, he can say, I'm not going to give you the money for your mezonos, right? I'm not going to give it. You don't give me you make your own money with wool, and whatever you won't make, I'll pay the rest. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying. I'm a full-time resident over here. I'm right next to you. I'm not going anywhere. I have a job here. I'm not a flight risk, as we call today. Because the Beis Yaakov, he's not a flight risk. Then everyone should agree. Why not? It makes perfect monetary sense, doesn't it? It does, monetarily. As a matter of fact, Rabosai, take a look at the Pirush HaMishnayos, yes, you can see. That's the second line of the Maamar Kamos. Pirush HaMishnayos or Rambam. Can we see it? The beginning of Perek Yud Gimel of Ksuvos. Pirush HaMishnayos or Rambam. In this edition, the fancy one is right before the Rif, and the other one I think is right after the Rosh. What does the Rambam say over here? Umimashat at Sarah Leida, says the Rambam, of course it's a translation of the Arabic. Sherashus fiyara odam loma lishto, si mas yadam zonasayach, calls man she eini motsui, as long as I'm not here. Ein lama zonas, because she's going to make it up with her own money. Vizek she eina motsui ima, avak she motsui ima, eino yochel lomar kein. That's it. No. That's almost the opposite of the Beis Yaakov. The Beis Yaakov said, when he's going to go to China, then he can't say it for fear. He will not be able to, so he won't be collectible to pay the rest of the money if you won't have enough. But if he's right here, no problem, he can say it. Rabbis is exactly the reverse. So it would appear. Mamash, the opposite of the Beis Yaakov, appears in the Pirush Mishnayos. And of course the question becomes, what's Pshat in the Rambam? What is this? So the Chazon Ish discusses this here in Siman Sabaches Sifkot Nalef, which is this Pirush of Mishnayos. He makes the following interpretation. I think it's makes a lot of sense. This is false. Well, it's like this. That the gentlemen, you said before, peddling her wares. That's the most important line over here. Who bears the burden of, she made a lot of wool. We saw in the Gemara, in the Mishnah actually, how much wool she has to make per week. Very nice. You can't eat wool. You can't eat wool. So the wool has to be converted into cash and to buy food. Who has that problem? Whose issue is that? Is that an issue of the husband? Is it an issue of the wife? Who? So, the Chazon Ish seems to say as follows, that if he is there, he is more adept at converting wool into cash into food, it's his responsibility, at least into cash. But if he's in China, I mean, this is a good marriage here. He's going to China probably to make some more money for you. Why would I want to go to China? People go to China, they want to make a lot of money. So he's going out to support the family. He is leaving town. Normal relationship between husband and wife say, now you have this responsibility, lady. You take your wool, go to the market, and then either barter it for food or convert it to cash and purchase the food. It's only fair that you accept that responsibility upon yourself in a circumstance in which the husband is in Medina Sayyam. That's how he understands this opinion. Okay, not only that, but I found over here in the Ultra Poskin as follows. He quotes the Ein Yitzchak. Who's that? You know? Rabbi Yitzchak Lecharon. This is Shiva. We have to learn whatever. Come on. We pass like him, don't we? The name of our yeshiva. Like this. He says, why is it that there are those who say you can't say it against the will? Why? It's just a matter of money, right? He quotes a Gemara on the very next line of the Maamar Kamos. Nun Ches Amud Aleph Amar Abaye. Let's take a look. This is what I asked you to see. Nun Ches Amud Aleph Amar Abaye. You'll see what's happening. It's fascinating. And again, I keep telling you from the very beginning, from yesterday, the details will vary and change, but the principles are very important, and we apply them, you know, when appropriate in our world. Amar Abaye, what happened over here? What happened is that a man has to supply his wife with a certain amount of food. And let's say she's an Ashes Kohen. So you give Truma. Now, a woman who's married to a kohen can eat truma, everyone knows that. But the issue is, truma can only be when she's tahora. A woman, half the time, not half the time, a good chunk of the month, a younger woman, is a nida. And nida, we think in the terms of a husband and wife, has nothing to do with that. It has to do with tumah v'tahara, even in ritual purity and impurity, she's not allowed to even touch the truma when she's in that state. So the Gemara says, Omer Abaye machlokas v'bas kohen l'kohen. What does that mean? V'bas kohen l'kohen. She already knows what's going on. Rashi says, v'bas kohen l'kohen. V'kiyah hi b'shmiras truma. U'lemocha b'meit tumasa. She already knows from her youth what to do. She has truma. She'll go to the marketplace. She won't touch it. And she'll barter it for non-truma. V'bas yisrael l'kohen. Divrei HaKol, you have to give mechza chulin and mechza truma. So she'd have at least half chulin, so she'd be able to eat it straight when she is in the state of anida, because she's not a bekiyah. Okay? That's a very important line in the Gemara. And it almost goes weiter. V'yom rabbi machlokas barusam, v'benesua divrei HaKol, mechza chulin and mechza truma. Again, for similar reasons. Okay? Very nice. So Rashi says, why is the suah different than Arusa? So Arusa, Baskoy, and the whole Viva base of Yatarach, Avi, Limkar, Truma, Bechulin, Limay, Tuma, Vishu, Roga, Bekach. He's in the office of the market all the time. Ava ben Nesua, Shenosin, Lobala, Mazonus, Bebesa, called Mashra, Ishtar, Deshlish, Tamim, Masnisin, Maxachulin. She hears a key line, waiting for it now, hold her. Kol kvuda bas melech penima, the world famous line you hear banded about all the time. You think it's just some kind of a poetry. It doesn't do with halacha. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Those who have the on the side, this is over here. No, it doesn't say Tehillim. It says look and get in your drinks. Okay, we'll get to that perhaps a little bit later. Via viachera enan etzla. She is asking b'tzirachera. She now doesn't move into her husband's house. She has no one to fend for herself. To go, she should go into the marketplace. It's a violation of Penima. Penima. A woman should have the ability to stay at home.
Once a month.
Whatever. About that story. But she should have the... She can leave whenever she wants, but she has the right to stay home also. Husband, that guy wanted to impose upon her to stay home. He was crazy. But does she have the right to stay home? That's of significance. And this is what it says over here in the... Ein Yitzchak. That's why people say you can't tell a Tzimas that was on the side. You have to go out into the marketplace and call Kavuda Bas Melech Penima. Ein Darka Latroach Malimka Truma Lebishlum Mazon Oseha. So too. Ein Darka the peddler wears. Limka Mas Yodeh Bishlum Mazon Oseha. That's what Abaye says. And that's what they pass in La Locha. He cannot tell a Tzim. Even b'safka, ein yochel atricha b'chol zeh. Finished. This is a suggestion which is being made. I, the Gemara, in Gittinaf Yud Beis. The Gemara in Gittinaf Yud Beis seems to be against this. That's what the Gemara quoted at the very beginning. Perakama de Gittin. Let's take a look at Gittin Yud Beis, right? Why should we not see it ourselves? See what's going on over there. Talmud Bavli. Days and a half. I'm not going to read the whole sugya, just a little bit. Okay. So the Gemara is over here. What happens? The Iya Matzi Matzi Amasana Sayyid Rashoi, the Chalderesh Lamala, Hakama, the Maspekas, the Yomala Simazam Sayyid Rashoi, oh. Maspekas my lemembra, obviously. No. Mao de teyam el kol kvuda bas melech penima. Kamash malon. Kamash malon. Okay. So what do you see? It's a machlokas over there among the Tanoim. There's a machlokas between Rabbi Meir. I'm not going to get to all the names over here. There's a Rabbi Meir. And there's a Chachomim. A whole sugya. So Yitzchak Chachanan says that Sham Chachanan the Pligat Rabbi Meir, who Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds in Ksubis, right? Rabbi Anau Adaf, Adaf Nun Ches Amalav. Rabbi Yehuda says, You can give her all truma. Rabbi Yehuda says, no problem. Let her go into the marketplace and sell the truma or sell her wool. And therefore the Gemara of Ayin, that they quoted against this also, that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Abaye and like Rabbi Meir, that we all worry about Kol Kuras Mel Panimo. Ooh, wah. Rabbi Yitzchak Chana and Harifas. Tzemach Lokas Tanoim. Are we concerned about Panimo? As he wants to pass, the other post will go against the Ran, or against a couple of Gemaras. Maskim, Mrs. Yitzchak Chana. But those Gemaras are Shalom Kalacha. Some of them are like Abaye. We all worry about Panimo. We only give a half Trum and half Kulin. Wow. Whoa, the others, how are the others defend themselves? Those who say against it is Kalachana. Well, they do. It sounds like it's not a bad argument that he seems to be making here, Mr. Kalachana. Well, not so posh. But if you remember.
But the context here is if she's away.
No, I understand that the question is only.
This is a limited context.
True, but it's a proof to the principle of Panima. Watch this. Ha'isha Shapaskul Amazonas, both Syria and Mosul about. Why? So we thought Pnima, right? Rashi said so, Nachman Ches. No dice. Look what the Rambam said. Mipnei shetorach godu lo l'shomron midvorem hamitamin v'lochul v'taharon. It's not the pshat that we're worried about it sneer so much as Rashi said pshat. If Rashi's right, then the whole pilgrim of Yitzchak Chana makes sense. You're worried about it, you're not worried about it. The Ramah is not worried about it, so you can tell her against the will, see. And then other poskim, whether they be Rashi, or that whole slew that the Ra quoted initially, the Bishmuel piled on, they all hold, we are worried about Panima. And therefore you cannot say, even though she makes enough money on her own, she can still tell, listen, I'm knitting wool in my house. I'm working at home. You're going to force me to go out to the market to sell the wool. The market, I don't want to be in the market. Rabbi Osai, can I tell you something? You think that being in the market is a dandy place to be today? Because, you know, we don't have we have worse things today. I'll just tell you one anecdotal conversation. I met a Talmud, I think it was on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, or yesterday. I'm mixed up with yesterday or Sunday. Talmud who was in the shiur a couple of years ago. Years, I said, aren't you working? Yeah, he's changing jobs. It's another whole story. I won't go into that right now. It was a fascinating when we talk about Shaduchim. It's a reminder of Chayasara. This is an unbelievable Chayasara story. Mom, it should blow your mind. Please remind me, I don't want to forget. Only a few more weeks. So he tells me, he switched jobs, and he says, Baruch Hashem, this job is not so, it's a little off the center of Midtown. As he put it to me in his language, a little less schmutzy. He's working in the 40s, and then I moved up to the 50s. It's not Meir Sharon. Please don't make any mistakes. But it's less schmutzy. So what's the woman be doing out there in these parts of the world? Panima. But they say no. The Rambam learned pshat like Rashi. Rambam learned the pshat that she doesn't want to go out. You don't want to give her this truma because it's a tircha to watch it that shouldn't become tamei. So therefore, the whole shtickle won't work. Okay, this is a machlokas gedol ha'posk. Halacha lemaisa, Rabbi Osai, he quotes a psak from three gedol rabbanim in Tel Aviv. I love this. He gives halacha lemaisa. Pizdikin rabbanim, he tells you the value number 8, tells you the other one. Rabbi Werner, to my knowledge, is no longer amongst living, he was from the old rabbanim from Tel Aviv. Very chosh of the time. Chacham wrote svarim. I think about the Bishop of Shmuel. Shmuel Baruch Verna. Rav Chaim Gedalia Tzimbalist. Name you'll be hearing a lot from this year. Shalita, who was an uncle of Rabbi Adler. Yeah, that's one of the very chosh of the yichus. He actually taught in the yeshiva for a brief period of time when he married his American wife. He was considered the best Talmud in the Chevron yeshiva. Came as a youngster, they was so short, they wanted to let him in, but he knew everything. And Dayan Godel Adol, arguably the number one Dayan in Eretz Yisrael. How do I make sure chutzpah is an issue statement? There was a big fight in one of the yeshivas in Bnei Brak. You probably may know about it, the world famous fight. And they had to come to within Torah. So they each one picked what they call a Boirer, one Dayan, and they had to pick a third to be the Sholish, the neutral Dayan. They went to Rabbi Yashv. Who should we pick? All Eretz Yisrael. He said, you got a Rabbi Simbalist. He was a mentor for many, many years in the Rabbanut in Tel Aviv. I actually met him there in the Bez in Tel Aviv. I believe it was what at one point they called the Bet Nagadol, but at one point. And then he retired. It's a sort of mandatory retirement at a certain age. And he said, so learn Zebub al Nilam. Anyway, so he sat in this in Torah, as of Rabbi Yashiv's insistence. He couldn't say no Rabbi Yashiv, he couldn't say no Rabbi Yashiv. And of course, things started sliding in a particular direction of the Torah. Big signs of attacking of Timbalist, he's an apocryphus, and Tsiyoni, a bomb, and whatever kinds of things. Rabbi Yashiv had to rise with defense, a chutzpah, he says, I'm just giving an example of who he is, because he is one of the greatest Gedolim and Nizanyanim of today in today's world. And another of Azulai, I think he also was working the firm at the time, with Tel Aviv. And they said like this, this hold in, that the husband is going to tell her, you know, look, earn your own keep. There's no way, he says. That, in the olden days, when you could make wool, and you can support yourself in that way. So if that's the case, if she can make a living from making wool, so he can say to her, quoting a Gemara, in Masechta Ksubas, everything is in Ksubas, Rav Osa. You know, this has nothing to do with our presence to you now, but the expression that they're quoting over here comes from Masechta Ksubas, somewhere or other, where the Gemara has an expression, Afuche Matarta Lamali, which means, why should we bother? Take a look over here. Kuf Yudam and Aleph, the next to the last narrow line. Go look. Kuf Yudam and Aleph. The Gemara says, Rav Nachman of Bezego and Bezego. Each one, Shnaim Shotziu Shtachov, Zalzeh, I have a debt of 100 gallons of you, and me. Rav Nachman says, they both collect. Rav Shalom, what do you want? Hafuche Matarta Lamali. Rashi. Hanose Shnei Martzufin Shalor, Umason Shoven. Mayisuno Lahapal Shimin, Usmol Shimol Yamin. What are you doing? Why bother? So that's the question over here. Why should we say he has to pay her or she has to pay him? Afuchim Atata Lamali. Chias Masia Daesh at Chayavas Libishumazon Shani Chayavla. That's the Rambo. Abu Bismaneinu. Sherov Rafche Hanoshim Enami Masa Yadayim Shamukhiyoba Sasosom Kimavuba Simon Pei Sif Aleph Uba Base Meir Shom. Because in Pei Sif Aleph says you have to do very little. Just share for a second what it says in this for a second. I'm not arguing it now, but once we're here, since he quotes it, just look for a second. If you had your Shavanah, it would be much easier, but all right. I have to do this each time. Second. Masi de la Bala Kate said, I call him in the Medina. Lero, Gorekes, Lirka, Rokemes, Litvos, Tova, etc. You can only do Temes, Temes, Bilvat. That's found in the Mishnah. Finished. So therefore, you're not going to do anything of the sort. In Kabinidon, She'eno, and Machayevas, Lazos, Es Masi, Odeo, Elu. Stop working. Obviously, they're working out of the home. V'im came shita sheni yochol lomol atzim ma'azamiz amasayich. Can't do it because she'll counter. I'm quitting my job. I'm not going to work out of the home. V'afi naniach shechayevus lava betzemer. Hami avodas atzemer shetasa bevare lo tarviach leisipuka. Nothing's going to happen. She'll never make enough money. So everyone should agree, Mizmana Zeh, that it cannot be done. Now, when he says to look at the base mayor, it doesn't say here in the Otsar Poskim what the base mayor says. The base mayor I have with me goes on the Shulchan Aruch, simon by simon. Okay. Watch this. He's like this. He says, What about the people have, they do Esek, Masel, Matan, Visa, Lishvokim, okay? Even if that's the minig in that town in Europe, one will say in Tel Aviv, Eino Kofa Litvos Temer, finished. That's what they were, that's what the ends over here, right? You can't force her to go beyond that. Even if people in Tel Aviv are going to offices, that's what he means by saying the base mayor. Okay, finished. And obviously the Dolan passed like the base mayor. So this whole din, this base is not applied as man hazeh. Follow me? We spent a lot of time talking about it. But according to these Gedolei Torah, it doesn't apply as man hazeh. Because man hazeh, no woman can make enough money to live on from sitting in the house and taking care of wool. And to go beyond that, she's not required to do. It's interesting, things may have turned around again. If you can telecommute from home and make a parnasa that way without leaving the house, and that becomes the new storm, it hasn't come a full circle. Another 5 years from now, maybe that everyone's going to work from home. Who knows what? I mean, it's going to become like more people work from home than in the office. Who knows? We don't know. It's going to, if the future trend comes back to that, it could turn around one more time. I don't know. I'm just mentioning, bring it to your attention. Fine. Now we come to the following fascinating question. We saw earlier, back over here in Simon Samach Tess, just back, we were here already before. Went back to the first one. Remember we saw this already yesterday. Yesh omrim dechosh, isha omeres, eni zonos venyosa, nisbat la takona, eni yecholo lach zor bobaloma, ani zonos venyosa. V'yesh chol. There's a machlokes we saw the Beis Yosef, we saw the Ran, we saw Tosis argues with the Ran, all this we saw yesterday, not reviewing it right now. And this is, seems to be an unresolved question. He quotes over here the Machne Ephraim, who says as follows. This is the machlokes over here. What happens in the following case? Not the case of the Ramo. The husband said, Si Masa Yodayich Bimzono Saich. And you know what? And she says, yes. She says, yes. Tomorrow, everyone agrees, she can say, no. You know why? Because the whole reason why she can't flip back and forth a chutzpah apart, when it's good for this way, it's good for that way, because she's initiating it. But in this case, the husband initiated it. He's the one who started up and said, see, ma'am, now I'm going to say it. So if she said yes today, she can say no tomorrow. Writes the Machne Ephraim. The Avnei Miluim is exactly the reverse. I wonder if it's on links. Avnei Miluim. Yes! This is a big pickup. Avnei Miluim. Watch what he says. Watch this. He says like this. Yeah. Look, watch. If she says, Hareini mocheles l'cho mezonos ve'eini osa, it doesn't work. I have to say, E'ev shibetakonas hachamim. And when she says, Eini nizonos, it's as if she says, E'ev shibetakonas hachamim. But Hareini mocheles, she wants takonas hachamim. Sheregam im yesh lemezonos yichol lehilimcho. Okay. It can work. Hacha ditzricha lomar iyev shi betakonis hachamim. She has to be b'maya betakonis hachamim and the din mezonos. Yim omeres hareini mocheles yesh lemezonos. Uki'ilu kiblosan utzricha litin mas yadeh lebalo. Mela came the Sricha Dafkal Dishna the Aini Nizonis, what's alone? Shane wrote the Bedin Amazonos. May I time on your whole Lachzerba? As the Ritva said, we saw this Ritva before Yant, if you remember. Koyoma Vyoma Cho Vyampe Navshe. Every day, or maybe every week, we spoke about it a little bit before, is a separate Cho of Takonas Chachamim. And she can say, today I want the takana, and tomorrow efshi, and tomorrow's efshi, and she can flip back and forth. He's not worried about the luxuminous in it that his Rebbe they're always worried about. She wrote the takana sachamim, came and lo mochla mazonos. She never mochla the mazonos, no. Ela amra efshi bedin mazonos. There was no forgiving of any financials. There was a forgiving, if you will, of the din of the takanas hachamim. That's lashon of the Gemara. Rabbi say, I want to totally show you this since you haven't seen it in a while. Pei gimel amen aleph. Let's show you for a second inside the Talmud Bavli. Please turn. Pei gimel amen aleph. We saw it a while ago. See it again. Amar Rabba, 10 lines up. He efshi b'takonas chachomim kigon zu shomalo. What's kigon zu? Ravuna. Omer ichola isha tomal abala eini nizonas eini osa. Because he efshi b'takonas chachomim. So according to the sheet, there's one opinion in the Ramah, it's a machlokas between the Ra'ah and the Tosis. She can say, well, right now, he efshi b'takonas chachomim. And tomorrow, or next week, is Efshi B'takonas Chachamim, she can go back and forth. Watch this. Avo ba'al omet si mas yadakum zono sayich. Vo isha nisrat alo. She agreed. Now, remember, he can't say Efshi B'takonas Chachamim because it's for her benefit. Now, he is proposing what we'll call a side deal. Takonas Chachamim I can't get out of. Hubby says to wife. I can't get out of it. But I'm making you a side deal. What's the side deal? That you will keep your earnings and you will forgive my financial obligation to pay you X dollars per week. Harekan mechila gemura al amazonos. And if the deal is made once, according to the Avnei Meluin, it's made for a lifetime. She forgave her entire, marriage's duration of financial obligations of her husband to pay for her food, and once she forgave it, there's no getting it back. V'shuv eini chola lazaba, kidin kol mochel chovo. If you owe me $100, I forgive you. Tomorrow, now I want my money back. Too late, Charlie. You already forgave it. Again, he repeats again. The davka biomeres eini nizonas. The labid in mechilahi. I mean, of course, takonas chachamim. The kach yichol alavz on rosh nivet takonas chachamim. Hashem king shabbal omet slotzi mas yadayim zonosayich vi misratza hare mochlu zelaze u mechilah natsuch akinyin vein in yichol alavz on reduk. Exactly the opposite of the machne frayin that we saw before. So it's a gedoli ha-torah. So beautiful. Thinking from one extreme to the other.
She knew what she was getting into.
Obviously, a mechila betos is not valid. But if it's a valid mechila,
there's
no void. They can do it. It can be done. You owe me $100. I'm merely loan void. Right here, it's more money. You say it's dumb as she ain't no kitzva. But if it works, it works. Now, Rabbosai, we have to pursue the next sukkah segment. We only have 10 minutes to go. We're going methodically. Let's turn to the Mishnah on Daf Nun Ches. Omud Beis. Try to go, methodically. Hamakdish Masa Yedei Ishto. A man sanctifies the earnings of his wife. Harezu Oso V'Ocheles. What does that mean? Rashi. Masa Yedei Ishto B'Masnis Nitam of Dalmud Beis. B'Farash Mai Oso Lo B'Shkol Chomesh Sloim. And the husband says, whatever my wife earns in terms of 5 slum of wheat is hekdesh. Harezu osa v'ocheles. Ein mas yodea kodosh apiv. What he said is meaningless. What he says is meaningless. Why is it meaningless? So the Gemara discusses this. Why it's meaningless. Omrav v'namarav. We're seeing now for the second time. We had enough ayin. We had a pay, excuse me, the third time. The fourth time. Said ayin, pay gimel, we saw for sure. Pay zayin, kuf zayin, may have seen. Now again, 4 times in the Masechta. Yechol le'isha lama le'bala, ayin is on its vendios. Oh, why? We learned this already before, but not from Baf Mem Zayin. Kosovik Yitkin Rabbanim is only eager. Umas Yodam Hashem Eva. Bichyam Ein is only Veni Osa. Harishus Biyonas, for her benefit. For her benefit, that's all. For her benefit, Rashi explains. Ein is only Mishal Chav, Ein is also Lachlum Elatzmi. Mizona Yikla Tchila Takanta the Tavos, the Tiknua Mishal Dizin Lo Sofka Bimas Yodam Mizomas. Vitikla Tchila Yikla of a Takanta Shiozan as Ishto. Vahod the Tiknua Mas Yodam. Why? Bishem Eva, it's going to be otherwise lead to hatred. Hey, he's supporting her, and she's keeping her own earnings. It's not equitable. The came and Yikat Akanta the Tov Asa, or Bishem Dida Havoi, Kiyomalo Nichola by Tivusa, Shomala, the listener, it's close to not pay Gimel, the Amshtakon Sacham. Shomala. Fact the Gemara. Meisvei, Tiknu Mazonas Tachas Masi Odeho. If you remember, it's a sugya back on that Mem Zayin. Was going to answer, no. Ema tick the mice net, that was all. Change the gear, sir. Felt depend. We spoke about this before Yantav. Why couldn't there be a different answer? It depends if it's the rice or it's the rabbonim. Perhaps we'll get back to that at a little bit later time. Right, now we come to our mission. Ema Messiahle. Hamakdish masya de ishto. Harezi. He also be ocheles. She can eat. She can eat. Make her profit and utilize it. My love, binizonis, Rashi. My love, binizonis. She yesh lo nechosin umevakesh lizona. Vafiluhochi tnan ein masio deh brishuso lehakdishon. Why? Because she's able to say ein nizonis v'ein ein yosa. What's it now? Lo b'she'ein nizonis, Rashi. If he has no money to support her, then obviously her possessions, her earnings belong to her, and if that's exactly why the hekdesh does not take effect. Fine. Frech to Gemara. E b'shein nizonis, Myla Rambra. It's obvious. Afilu l'man d'omar yochol harav loma le'eved asei mivei nizoncha. Hani b'divi eved kanani loksib be'imach. You can't say to someone, a Jewish person, you give me your earnings and I'm not going to support you. What is this? You can't do such a thing. So the question comes, it should be pshita. Was he right? Sefer tshichala, the only because of the sefer, a discussion about the mosar. What's the mosar? The extra. What does that mean? Rashi, Hamosa, the Mishnah. Hikdash es Mosa Masi de Yishto. Mashi Osolo, Yosir al Haroi, Shetosku Chachomim. Velo Hikdash Masi de Atzman. Vamosa Konulo, watch this now, a new introduction now. Bimo Keset, Shetiknu lo Chachomim. Shitin lo Bechol Shabbos, Mo Keset, Litzorcheo, Levad Amazonas, Kitamu Masnissen. Can I call it, forgive the amount of the expression? It's an allowance. You grew up, maybe you got a quarter a week, a dollar, maybe you got $100 a week. I don't know what goes on in today's world anymore. You got a quarter. For you, whatever you want to do, we used to buy baseball cards. Whatever we did, cough drops, whatever we have, those days you buy it for a penny, a nickel. We got a quarter a week in allowance, you know? So the husband gave his wife also a certain allowance. It's called a more kesef, not what she needs for her food. Yeah, for what's the sort of expense that she wants to buy. And in exchange for that, he gets what's called the Moser Masayodeh. So says Rashi. And the source for it is that Mishnah, which we saw a little yesterday, in Afsam of Dalet Amud Beis, which is also on the Mara Mekarmis, which says over here that these obligations exist. We're not going into the pratim right now. It's been no sonah me'al kesef before. Rashi says lechol Shabbos lidvorim kitanim. Lidvorim kitanim, yeah. This petty cash, okay. So this is and because that day was metakin the moser. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Moser, Rabbi Yehiro, Mahekdesh, Rabbi Yochanan, Sanam, Achulin, They're fighting about this issue, and the Gemara is explaining why. Upsiga de Mishlakish. Okay, period. So that's, so you need that Chiddush. Otherwise, Taka no Chiddush. Says the Gemara, you should know that Rav Huna is on the Mishlakish. I'm Mishlakish. Lo tema tam Rav Meir Mishum to Kasava Adam Makdish Dava Shalom Oliolam. Ooh. Rav Meir says Hektish. Rav Meir happens to hold, as you know elsewhere. Give me Makdish Dava Shalom Bo Leolam. Right? This we know. Okay. Rashi Dava Shalom Oliolam could go Masi Odea Shikdishan. He hasn't even earned them yet. He hasn't made the will yet. That's wrong. At the time, Rabbi Meir b'toch shiachol lechofa lemasa yodeha naseka omala. Catch this now. Watch this. Yikotchu yodayech liosehem. Whoa. Liosehem. Lemisha bronto Hashem. V'yodayim isnu ba'olam. Alma Kasava Yechol Lechofa Vein Yechol Lama Yenaz Yeni Osa. So Rish Lakish has two chidushim. One, Rav Huna is wrong. He can force her to do the, to give him the earnings, and she cannot say Ein Zonis Veni Osa. And number two, that being the case, if you will, her hands, using the expression loosely, are Meshubit to him. There's no way out. He can sanctify her hands with respect to their earnings. You know, I cannot sell you Peiros Dekel, the Dava Shalom Boliolam, but I can sell you Dekel Le Peiroso. We mentioned it briefly once before, it's one thing called Kinyan Peiros. Kinyan HaGuf Le Peiroso. That does work. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying over here. That's what works. Okay? That's what works. I, below Omal Hachi, didn't say, because I don't say it. Kevin Hashem Rav Meir Dama Ena Damos Tzvav Lamatola Nase Ka Omala Yikotchi Yodayich Leoseyem. You know he didn't say it, but it's as if he said it, at least according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, and others disagree, presumably on this very point. So now the Gemara says, well, at the very bottom of this daf, talking about the Moser, so it's the end of another minute. And tomorrow we'll start the sugya that meant Nun Tesla. This is the intro to that sugya. One of Hamos Yemeis is called Hekdesh. When they say Li'acha Misa, and some say Mechayim. What's the case? It is Malam Mizonis and Mo Kesef Litzorcheo. Why do we say Li'acha Misa Kodesh? It should be Kodesh already now. He doesn't give her that. Why do you say Mechayim Kodesh? Because he didn't provide it with the quid pro quo. He gives her the basic allowance she needs for her money, without that extra allowance for what we call the petty cash. So therefore what? Rabbi Shmuel Damri Sabri Tiknu Mizonos Takas Mas Yodeo Humo Kesef Takas Moser. That's how we pass it. And you didn't give the Mo Kesef, so the Moser belongs to her. And Ravada disagrees. We have to stop, we're out of time. Tomorrow we'll go through the Gemara from the top of the Testament now briefly until the Mishnah and the Testament base. Just slowly. Again, I have the Dharam stuff. But we're going to see later how this all, I'm not in the Dharam, I can't help it, is going to inform us, as we've seen already today, about the general obligation of husband to wife and wife to husband. We'll see how to the Shavuot tomorrow. Okay.